Hello, everyone. Steve Siebold back with mentaltoughnessblog.com. I want to apologize again for the infrequency of these posts. I'm in the middle of this crazy media tour for the Die Fat or Get Tough book. And this week I did three TV shows back to back in one day in Philadelphia. Just crazy stuff. But I did want to get on here tonight and to do a post about a rebuttal I wrote today for USA Today newspaper, responding to an editorial that ran today, which is September 16th, 2009. And the headline, if you read it, the editorial is "The Best Marriages Are Those That Honor God." And basically, there were two ministers from two different, completely different churches, basically telling us how marriage works. And I'm not sure if these gentlemen are married or not, but they felt compelled to tell us exactly what God wants for us in our marriage. As a matter of fact, basically, the premise of their editorial was the idea that they were responding to some prior editorials where secularists were citing the statistics saying that the divorce rate is down because people are living together, getting to know each other, and then getting married instead of just getting married because that's what the religious leaders have told people to do for the last 400 years without cohabitating. And so what they said was in this editorial today was marriage originates with God. Marriage originates with God. I'd like to know how they know that exactly. I'd like to know exactly how they know that. So this is some guy with a degree in theology and a collar that tells me he knows a marriage originates with God. I would challenge that. And then he also says weakening religious taboos about premarital sex and cohabitation have caused couples to take marriage less seriously. Okay, let me just say this as straight as I can. I'm no marriage expert, right? I have been married for 25 years. Matter of fact, I've been married for 23 years. We lived together for 2 years before, and I've had a very happy marriage. I've been very lucky. I married the right woman at the right time, and things have worked out great for me. Doesn't make me a marriage expert, but I will say this. I have been around this for a while, like a lot of you that listen to this blog, and I'm not sure about these gentlemen if they have been or not, but I resent the fact that because someone has a degree in theology and they've got the outfit to match, that they tell us what God wants. And now, you know, I'm a person of faith. I believe in God. What I really have a problem with is man-made religion, because I believe man-made religion has been the most corrupt institution in the history of civilization. And I think there's a lot of data that supports that. Now, I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade in terms of what you believe, or obviously not trying to tell you what to believe. Who am I to tell anyone what to believe? And I don't. What I'm suggesting, again, as we've talked about a lot on this blog, is the idea of thinking for yourself. And I know I'm preaching to the choir with the people that subscribe to this blog. I get that. But I guess who I'm talking to are the people that are brand new. We have people coming on this blog all the time. And it's actually getting to be a pretty good size group. And the same people tend to comment, but we do have a lot of subscribers coming on every day. And I just want to challenge everyone. Do we really need the clergy and the church to tell us how to live? Do we really need the clergy to interpret what they believe God thinks or God desires? The church has been using God's name to control the masses for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. They've started wars single-handedly by doing this. I'm not saying that the whole religious thing is all bad, because I know it helps a lot of people, and I don't really want to get into a big debate on that. I'm a person of faith. I believe in God. That really doesn't matter what my opinion is on that or my belief is on that. All I'm suggesting, whatever you decide to believe, is think for yourself. Do we really have to have these people telling us how if we should cohabitate with our partner before we get married, or we should have something, you know, we should do something else, or we're taking marriage less seriously because we live together for X amount of time? Who are these people? I mean, is this really in the Bible? A book, a great book, right? The greatest selling book of all time, which was written by men. Okay, I'm not saying it wasn't inspired by God. I don't know. I wasn't there. It was written by men. I know that. That's a fact. Okay? Take that for what it's worth. But what I'm saying is that's not in the Bible, because marriage wasn't even around when the Bible was written. So what they're doing is they're using their power to use the name of God to control people's thinking, which obviously controls people's behavior. Hey, you know what? They've been succeeding at it for hundreds of years. What I'm saying is, isn't it time that we take back control? And what I wrote in the editorial is going to make a lot of people mad. I know that's not my reason of doing it. I'm not doing it to irritate people. But what I said in the editorial in the rebuttal was, the church is not God. The clergy is not God. Only God is God. And I'm pretty sure he's got to be a little ticked off right now with how many people use his name and create all kinds of trouble in his name. But I guess that's for someone else to deal with, not me. My biggest point of this whole thing is, you know what? I've been around the world in the last 6 months a couple of times, and I think it's just crazy that everywhere you go that this comes up, people laugh at Americans for our addiction, and I really believe it's an addiction to man-made religion. I'm not talking about addiction to believing in God or being a person of faith or anything like that. I'm talking about an addiction to man-made religion, which men have made up to control society for hundreds of years, and they have succeeded. There's no question about that. Okay, now we got a government that's trying to do it in America. Just watch it. This is not my opinion, you guys. Whatever your political beliefs or religious beliefs, look at the facts, look at the results. This is objective reality. This is critical thinking if I've ever seen it. Okay. I mean, all you have to do is look at it and see what's happening. And then all I'm doing is challenging everyone listening to this to think for yourself. And that's what I said in the rebuttal. Just think to yourself, do we really need all these people who are no smarter than us telling us what to do? Who are these people? They're telling us what to do. Do what you want to do. That's the beauty of, you know, free will and free choice and living in a free society. You can do what you want to do. But a lot of people are not. A lot of people are just taking what's handed to them. This is in the name of God. And they go, okay. And they just do it without questioning it, without getting any proof. Drives me crazy. Because if we don't start taking responsibility for our own thoughts and actions and behaviors, We're gonna be in real trouble. There's no question about it. Whether it's losing weight or losing control of our own government, which we elect the officials, or it's the religious leaders trying to control the masses and create all kinds of crazy things in the world, which has been going on for a long time. I think we need to take back control, and it all starts with thinking. I can't wait to hear your comments on this. I really can't, because I just think this is all about critical thinking. I can't wait to read. I love reading what you guys write. I read every single comment that you guys have, because there are some, as you know, if you've been following this blog for a while, there are a lot of people following this blog and commenting who are a lot smarter than I am. And I really always take notes with it and enjoy hearing from you guys. So I appreciate you listening to the blog. I look forward, as always, to your comments. I'm Steve Siebold. Thanks for listening.